Following on from everyone has a unique model of the world, we have our next presupposition, respect other people's models of the world. The important distinction here is that we're not saying that you have to agree with everybody's model of the world. You may meet people whose model of the world are very, very different than yours. You might not even agree with their models of the world. And if you're going to work with them, if you're going to communicate with them, if you're going to assist them in changing, then the first step is, one, recognizing that their model of the world is very different than yours, and respecting their model of the world for what it is. Just a model of the world. Particularly if somebody comes to you and they want to change their model of the world in some way, first thing that you need to do is to respect the model of the world that they have now, and then assist them in changing it. If you want to communicate with someone who has a very different model of the world than you, then the only way that you're going to be able to get rapport and be able to communicate with them effectively is to respect the model of the world that they have, no matter how different it is than yours. Remember though, we're not saying agreeing with it. We're not even saying that you like it. We're just saying respect it for what it is. Just a model of the world.